Our guest at the cafe this morning is Rick Parent of Commerce. Everybody around Commerce has met Rick at one time or another. And so, Rick, thanks for sitting down with us this morning. Rick and I share a lot of childhood 60s memories, which we have talked about quite a bit in the past. And, of course, we are one day past the annual anniversary of the John F. Kennedy assassination in Dallas. 57 years ago, Rick.
Wow.
I'll tell you what's stunning to me is that it's 7 years since the 50th anniversary.
Right.
My gosh, where has that time gone? But Rick told me something a while back, and again, we've talked about the 60s and the Beatles and all kinds of things. Rick has a lot of fascinating stories. But Rick let it pass to me one day that he owns a Mannlicher Carcano rifle, which is the rifle that Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly shot President Kennedy with. And and this is not up on the wall. This is something that you have out and pick up and I suppose use from time to time.
Well, when friends come over, if we talk about the Kennedy assassination, they say, "Can I see the rifle?" Or, you know, and then of course, if anybody. A couple movie companies have asked me to borrow it or rent it, and I always do it for free if I can sit on the set and hang out with. I mean, how many Lee Harvey Oswalds can you meet? You know.
So it's been in some movies.
Oh yes, oh yeah, yeah. Reels Channel did that. AMS made a movie called The Last Days of Lee Harvey Oswald. It was in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a documentary for the 50th anniversary that was called Killing JFK, 50 Unanswered Questions.
Yeah, yeah, there were a lot of documentaries made at that time. So so friends may come over and you allow them to fire the rifle and see how it works.
Oh sure, I mean it's a rifle. It's made to be shot. Not it's, like it's going to fall apart.
And it's a vintage rifle. It's that you said it goes back to the how far back?
Mid-40s.
Well,
World War II was an Italian. It was an Italian infantry rifle. That there are several versions of the rifle, but the exact one that Klein Sporting Goods in Chicago bought is the one I've got. And so it's highly desirable for movie sets and things like that. And in discussions, just to look at the scope and see how
sure
it's really not a very great weapon.
Well, that of course was said at the time. We're talking with Rick Parent of Commerce, and the Kennedy assassination anniversary was yesterday, and it's our first opportunity to talk. Has anybody ever said to you that slightly macabre to own a Mannlicher Carcano?
Right. That exact statement has come up a few times. It's like, why would you want to own that? As a matter of fact, a friend of mine one time said, I said, let me show you, you know, take you down to Dealey Plaza. And they said, why would I want to go somewhere a man was killed?
Right.
Okay, yeah, and there's that question.
Yeah.
I was 14.
Yeah, you were 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's...
You know, at 14, you're looking for heroes.
And you're making... And then that makes such an impression when you're young. I was slightly younger than that, but it made an impression on me as well. I'll tell you, at one time, I advocated for tearing down the old school book depository building. And that, I think, has been proven to be not such a wise point of view, but I understand your friend's... comment there. So how did you acquire it?
It was firearms weapon auction. And I saw it and I went, oh my God, you know, because I've had a couple versions, but not the exact one. And when I saw it, I looked at it and said, this is the JFK rifle, better known as going on auction at this date, closing this date. Here are the rules. And I read the rules, and the man who was bidding against me in that little last heated moment you always see it in an auction didn't read the auction. And there was a 15-minute rule that he didn't obey, and I won the auction.
You said you were at John F. Kennedy's inauguration.
Right, freezing. Yeah, my mom took me.
Cold.
I lived in D.C.
Yeah.
Very, very cold day. And I kept looking at my mom and saying, we got to go home. And then Jack gets to the point where he says, let the word go out to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. And she says, are you okay? And I went, shh.
he captured.
And the torch got passed at that moment. And he was a very funny president, a very delivered president, and he made a lot of enemies, and it obviously cost him his life.
Well, I tell you, the country's never been the same, has it, since that moment?
I don't think so. It's funny you should say that, because there were a lot of jokes for a while, like you could smoke before 1963, and you wouldn't get cancer, but after that you got cancer.
Well, it kind of seems that way.
Yeah, there was that moment in time where everything changed, and it was a pivotal moment. It was a Pearl Harbor, a 9/11. Mm-hmm. You knew where you were and what you were doing.
Yeah, Rick, interesting story, and thanks for sharing it with us, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, you come out,
all right?
I'll let you shoot it.
All right, I may take you up on that. Rick Parrott from Commerce, and your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.